It's Tuesday, July 8th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, President Trump reignited his global trade war Monday, renewing his threat to hit partners with punishing tariffs, even as he announced a three-week extension to negotiate deals. Mr. Trump signed an executive order extending the date when his so-called reciprocal tariffs would take effect, with a pause previously scheduled to expire at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday. Additionally, the president sent letters to a handful of nations outlining tariff rates they would pay if they did not strike trade deals with the U.S. by August 1st. If you want to play ball, you have to, this is what you have to pay, Mr. Trump said during a Monday meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as I'm concerned, we're done. We're sending out letters to various countries telling them how much tariffs they have to pay, he added. In other news, Jeffrey Epstein did not maintain a client list, the Justice Department acknowledged Monday, as it said no more files related to the wealthy financier's sex trafficking investigation would be made public, despite promises from Attorney General Pam Bondi that had raised the expectations of conservative influencers and conspiracy theorists. The acknowledgement that the well-connected Epstein did not have a list of clients to whom underage girls were trafficked represents a public walkback of a theory that the Trump administration had helped promote, with Bondi suggesting in a Fox News interview earlier this year that such a document was sitting on her desk for review. After a months-long review of evidence in the government's possession, the Justice Department determined that, quote, no further disclosure would be appropriate or warranted, end quote. The department noted that much of the material was placed under seal by a court to protect victims. Around the world, police in Kenya clashed with demonstrators Monday during the latest anti-government protests, killing 10 people. According to the state-funded Human Rights Commission, authorities blocked major roads leading into the capital, Nairobi, and most businesses closed amid the strictest measures yet to contain the unrest. Protesters lit bonfires and threw stones at police, while police fired and hurled tear gas canisters, injuring demonstrators. Kenyan youth and others for weeks have been protesting police brutality and poor governance while demanding President William Ruto's resignation over alleged corruption and the high cost of living. Back in the U.S., after nearly 20 years of passengers having to take off their shoes while going through airport security, they might soon get a break. The Transportation Security Administration is rolling out new procedures to allow passengers to keep shoes on while passing through standard airport screening checkpoints, according to people familiar with the matter. The change, which was earlier reported by Gate Access, a travel newsletter, hasn't been formally announced. TSA and DHS are always exploring new and innovative ways to enhance the passenger experience and our strong security posture, the TSA said. TSA is part of the Department of Homeland Security. In April, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy posted on X and asked travelers how to improve family travel. It's very clear that TSA is the number one travel complaint, he wrote the following day. And the health of U.S. children has deteriorated over the past 17 years, with many kids today more likely to have obesity, chronic diseases, and mental health problems like depression, a new study says. Much of what researchers found was already known, but the study paints a comprehensive picture by examining various aspects of children's physical and mental health at the same time. The surprising part of the study wasn't with any single statistic, it was that there's 170 indicators, 8 data sources, all showing the same thing. A generalized decline in kids' health, said Dr. Christopher Forrest, one of the authors of the study published Monday in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.